Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, first of all, just to say, if you're just joining us this morning, this news that's emerged late last night in Castlerea in County Roscommon, as Kieran mentioned it there, that a Garda has been shot. We'll have more live from the scene here on the programme in around 10 minutes' time. But just turning our attention to the papers here at home this morning, there's really two stories that dominate the papers. First of all, Ireland winning this UN Security Council seat. That's the story in the front of the Irish Times this morning, that Ireland has won a seat on the Security Council. In a fairly major boost now for the country's foreign policy credentials, the country secured 128 votes. It's exactly two-thirds majority needed to qualify in a vote at the UN headquarters in New York last night. Norway was also elected in the first round, securing 130 votes. But as Kieran mentioned there a few moments ago, it's a blow to the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who failed to win a seat. The second time, in fact, it's lost a bid over the past decade. And Ireland's two-year term on the 15-member Council will begin in January, and we'll have more coming up on this too also here on the programme at around 20 past 6 this morning. The other story across all of the papers today is the pubs. They got rid of the 90 minutes. It's now 105 minutes. This story emerged again yesterday evening that the pubs intending to open from the end of the month can provide a 1¾-hour time slot for customers under the final guidelines now for the industry. Businesses will also be allowed to implement a 1 metre physical distancing guideline in what they're describing as permitted controlled environments. And it follows pressure from industry representatives that the seating time in pubs has been changed from 90 to 105 minutes. There'll also be an additional 15 minutes then in between the bookings. So it's effectively a 2 hour time slot, really. Previously, the guidance stated that this should be, you know, collected for the full group. And the guidance says that where all practical workers in pubs should provide services to only one gathering and should not then be moving, for instance, between various different function rooms. It says the toilets should not be used simultaneously by multiple gatherings. Pubs will also be asked to make regular announcements to remind customers to follow social distancing advice and to wash their hands regularly. And they'll also too be asked to place plexiglass barriers at the tills and at the counters. And the customers too are going to have to be seated at a table except when using the toilet, if they're paying, and also leaving. And the pubs will be required to, as we discussed yesterday, serve a substantial meal for which it would be reasonable to charge not less than €9. Physical distancing of at least 1 metre to be maintained between people seated at tables. Pre-booking too, also to be encouraged as much as possible. And a text then may be sent to remind the customer to stay away if they're unwell. A minimum of 1 metre should be maintained between employees as well. There's a lot of analysis of that story inside all of the papers, and it really is the story too dominating the tabloids as well this morning. And of course, we do want to hear your view on that story this morning. What do you make of that? From 90 to 105 minutes, is it a good idea? Then cheers. Maybe it's not. You can let us know your view on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. The Irish Independent lead story this morning is that the Sun holiday setback as quarantine rule is to stay. Families hoping to jet off on a Sun holiday after the lockdown have been served a fresh blow because it's emerged the travel restrictions for Irish airports will be extended for another 3 weeks. The laws requiring passengers who arrive into this country to tell the authorities where they're going to be quarantining for 2 weeks after their arrival, they're due to be extended, according to the Irish Independent, until the 9th of July. And the move really means that anyone that's hoping to head abroad or to travel abroad will be asked to self-isolate for 2 weeks after they return until early next month. And it would mean that they would not be able to go back to work for a fortnight after they're returned from their holiday. There's more on that story front page and inside the Irish Independent too this morning. The Irish Times leads today with a HSE warns elderly care must change. There'll have to be a very significant changes to how vulnerable older people are cared for in the pandemic. That's according to the Health Service Executive Chief. It's the warning that Paul Reid is to tell the Oireachtas COVID-19 Committee that the elderly sector will need to change in order to tackle further outbreaks of the virus or diseases. And he's also due to tell TDs in his opening statement that the areas requiring significant development include overall governance arrangements for the private nursing homes and the HSE's COVID-19 response teams, the funding model and also alternatives to long-term care. There's more on that story, front page of the Irish Times, and I've no doubt you'll be hearing more about that over the course of the day as well. It's a mental health strategy funding concern is the story that really is the lead in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. This is advocates have raised concern now about what they describe as the lack of funds to support the new 10-year mental health strategy, and in sharing the vision which was launched by Jim Daly, the outgoing Minister for Health, but without costings or details on staffing requirements to deliver on its 100 recommendations. And in the short term, it aimed to develop a national mental health promotion plan, to map out community and voluntary services, and a whole host of various other elements, all outlined in the front of the Examiner this morning. But expert groups will also be set up to review acute admissions and bed usage and to look at mental health supports in direct provision centres. There's more on that story front page of the Irish Examiner too today. I mentioned some of the tabloids. The Mirror leads this morning with 14 arrests following searches across Limerick, Clare and Tipperary yesterday as part of Operation Coronation. There's lots on that story inside the tabloids, and the Daily Mail and the Sun both leading with the pubs too this morning. Just to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about as well today. Interesting story on the front of the Examiner about a crime unit. The Gardaí have launched this new street crime unit, and it's to target what they're describing as hotspots in Cork city centre. Now, the dedicated uniformed unit will mount high visibility patrols across the city centre. It's to target antisocial behaviour, drugs related offences, thefts, and also other offences against people. And it'll be deployed at times and at locations that have been identified as crime hotspots by the Garda Analysis Service, in addition to existing policing resources. And there's more details on that front page of the Examiner too today. Also inside the Irish Examiner this morning, there's been a 20% jump in the number of industrial disputes that have been referred to the Labour Court. A 20% rise in the number of referrals of industrial disputes last year to the Labour Court, and the court does not expect a reduction in the cases due to the current pandemic. This is their annual report. The court said it received 1,182 appeals and referrals under the various different statutes within its jurisdiction last year. It's a 1% rise in overall referrals compared to the same period. And the court said it had began hearings in virtual sittings since the beginning of this month in order to try really and mitigate against the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic. Also inside the Irish Independent too this morning, again more details regarding house prices, and I know a lot of people have a keen interest in this, particularly over the course of the past 3 months or the course of the pandemic. House prices edge up is the headline, but a number of deals is down by a third. This is property prices rising in April despite the COVID-19 pandemic hitting the market. This is figures from the Central Statistics Office showing that prices were up 0.5% nationally in the year to April, and then in the month of April prices fell back by just 0.2%. But there was a 30% drop in the number of property purchases in the month as well. An expert said that many of the deals that were filled with revenue in April would have reflected prices agreed months earlier. So it may take a while for the impact of the virus really on the market to be reflected in the prices published by the CSO. More on that story, page 12 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also inside the Irish Times today, a new study that's out finds that less school and more play has benefits. This is most primary level children are spending less than 2 hours a day doing schoolwork, but are playing outdoors more than they ever did because of the coronavirus. And this new study, the Play and Learning in Early Years survey conducted by researchers at Mary Immaculate College, measures the impact of the lockdown and the impact that's had on kids. And the findings show that 88% aged between 6 and 7 spent 2 hours or less on schoolwork each day, while 25% aged between 8 to 10 spent more than 2 hours, and more than 8 in 10 parents did some schoolwork at home with their children every day, but it was also a source of conflict in 55% of cases. And just very finally for this morning, segregated cycle lanes. This new route from Blackrock to the 40-foot is set to get the go-ahead. It's the segregated cycle route from Blackrock to the 40-foot bathing spot in Sandy Cove in South Dublin is to be installed almost 20 years since it was first planned. More on that story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday
morning. Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.